This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Gosh, right now it's 63 degrees. I guess this is as warm as it's going to get in Reno area. I'm John Potter. Sometimes I read a text and I think, wow, what a psycho. Then I press send. On the phone with us on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. This is the weekend each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Bailey, welcome to the show. You're calling to talk about the Douglas County Rodeo, which is next weekend. I'm glad you called, Bailey. Hi.
Yes, John. Thank you so much for having me on.
You excited?
Oh, we're excited. It's a lot of work, but we're happy to be back for the third year this year, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
You know, folks, if you haven't been to the Douglas County Rodeo, this is the real deal, and I'm reading off the homepage of your website here. Cowboy girls, trick riders, mutton busting, world-class vendors, food trucks, bounce houses, rock walls, obstacle courses, and shows. You have music there, too. So enough of me. Tell us what you have going on at the Douglas County Rodeo this next weekend.
Yeah, so the rodeo will be the 8th and 9th next Friday and Saturday. So both days we will have a two-hour rodeo with a ton of events, bulls, broncs, team roping, barrel racing, all the good events, and then we also have a kids' day for the kiddos to run around with all the bounce houses, the petting zoo, all that good stuff. We have over 60 vendors, and then each night after the rodeo, we will be ending them with two concerts. So Friday night, we'll have Jake Jacobson and Josh Abbott Band. Saturday night, we'll have Easton Corbin and Jenna Paulette, which is followed by an after party as well. So it's just everything you can fit in into two nights. A lot of
And there's even more. Tell us about this cornhole tournament.
Yeah, we even have a cornhole tournament going on there. You get two free rodeo tickets with your entry. You have a chance to win $1,000, and it happens before the rodeo, so you can go have some fun, try and win some money, and then go watch the rodeo right after for free.
Tell us about the rodeo itself. There's a championship, I'm sure, and tell us about the teams or individuals and what folks are going to see in the actual rodeos, which start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. You have 8 teams there, right?
Yeah, so we actually start the rodeo. All the events will start 4 p.m. on Friday, but the rodeo itself will start at 6 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m. Saturday. So you will see every event that you could imagine in a rodeo. We have bulls, broncs, we have extreme broncs, we have team roping, barrel racing, breakaway. In between, we will have world-class trick riders, which is the Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls. They travel the world putting on these shows. And then in between that, you'll also have a freestyle motocross show as well.
Well, you must tell me about the Cowboy Girls.
Yes.
What does this team of Cowboy Girls do?
So they are the girls that you see flipping upside down on horses, hanging on the side of the horse with just one hand or with their feet, doing things that should not be done on a horse, and they perfect it to a T.
Well, kids will love seeing that, and so will some some men. So yes. We have the championship rodeo is happening on Saturday. Now, you get for the entry, you get two weekend rodeos, and you get concert tickets with what, one cost?
Yep, so you can either purchase a one-day ticket or you can purchase a two-day ticket as well, but your ticket either way will come with everything that is happening at the fairgrounds. You'll get entry into the concerts, the rodeo, the kids' day, access to all the vendors, the food trucks, absolutely everything combined in one ticket price.
Now, besides, and you mentioned the concerts, too, we have concerts that start at 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday, but after the concert, you have after parties with DJs.
We sure do, yeah. So the after party will be Saturday in our Coors tent with a DJ, so we'll finish the night off with a little bit of extra fun. People usually like to stay a little bit longer after the concert because they're having fun. So that'll be Saturday right after Easton Corbin finishes his show.
Where exactly does this this for first timers, and a lot of people haven't been to the Douglas County Rodeo. We've had so many people move to the area. So where exactly does this all happen?
So this all happens at the Douglas County Fairgrounds right in Gardnerville, just on the south side of town.
What is Kids Day, and what do you offer on Kids Day?
So Kids Day, we try to give the parents a break and let the kids get all of their energy out. So we set up a bunch of bounce houses. We'll have a petting zoo this year. We'll have a little area where kids can play with bunnies. There'll be face painters, just about everything you can imagine to get the kids running around so they're tired for the rodeo and can sit down for 2 hours.
Bailey, tell me a bit about yourself. How did you get involved with the rodeo? Are you a cowgirl?
You know, I grew up around ranching and farming for a good portion of my life, and so myself and my two business partners have been a part of that for a long time. And Gardnerville used to have a rodeo that everyone really loved, and it went away about 10 years ago, and we thought there's no better way to bring our community together and just kind of celebrate what our town was built on with agriculture and rodeo and all that. So we just really wanted to provide a good time for our community at the best price we can provide it, and make it an annual event that everyone can look forward to every year.
I gotta say, as communities go, Douglas County seems to beat all. I mean, look at this. I'm looking at you. Look at how many sponsors you got to put this rodeo
it's
on.
Incredible. Yes, we could not do it without all of our sponsors. All of our local businesses really rally around these types of events in our town, and especially around ours. And we just could not be more thankful. We couldn't put on this event every year without them.
Are you from Gardnerville?
For the most part, yes. I've kind of lived everywhere around the valley. So, yeah.
Listen, my wife and I, we really enjoy spending a weekend in Douglas County and going to Gardnerville. Can't make up our mind which is the best Basque food restaurant. We go to JT's. We go to the Country Club. We go to the Overland, which used to be Basque. And I was disappointed they were dropping the Basque part, but it's still as good as ever. Favorite restaurants,
Absolutely.
Bailey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much to do in town, and that's why we love putting on this event and bringing people from out of town. They can come enjoy all the restaurants and everything the town has to offer, and then also enjoy the event too. So we hope it brings a lot of people from out of town.
Woodette's Diner Salad Bar.
Ooh, you can't beat it.
What
can't
else
beat
do you
it at all.
What do you recommend? Okay, a Cowboy Cafe for breakfast. Minden.
Yes, absolutely. Can't beat that whatsoever.
Tell me your favorites.
I'm not going to lie. My go-tos are JT Basque and the Overland. You can never go wrong with those two places.
That's right.
And Overland. You can also, if you hop into the JT Basque, you can actually buy our rodeo tickets there too.
That's great. And Overland has a great happy hour. You got to go to Country Club. They haven't changed one bit of that decor since I was there in 1978. It's the true basic old-fashioned Basque restaurants. It's a shame the Basque restaurants did away with the long tables. That's how it used to be at Louis and the Santa Fe here in Reno, too. The long tables, you sit with other people and get to know them. Well, they all divided up the tables. It's a little more private, but the food is still just the same. What are the best deals? You have deals to get the rodeo and concert tickets. There's a combo ticket, right?
There is, yes. So you can buy a two-day pass or a one-day pass, whatever suits you. You do save a little bit of money when you buy the two-day pass. And you can buy those tickets right online at DouglasCountyNVRodeo.com. Or you can go in person. You can buy them at the JT Basque Restaurant in Gardnerville. Or you can buy them at the Eddie Reno.
All right. Somebody put a lot of work into that website. It's beautiful. Videos, pictures, everything. So many pages. This is like big city here, but you're not. DouglasCountyNVRodeo.com. All right, Bailey, thanks for letting folks know about this great event. Anything you want to add?
We just hope to see everyone out there and that they can come out and have a great time with their family and friends, and hopefully they come back every year.
You sound so cowboy girl. I'm picturing a cowboy hat on you as you speak. Bailey, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. It's the show's called The Weekend. It's all live and local. I'm John Potter. So we're going to go back to open phones. Call up what with whatever you want to talk about. Our previous topics, of course, were insurance and going cashless, haircuts all over the place starting at 9 o'clock this morning. Folks, you got to call 884-9910 to talk with us. And if you don't, I'm going to go back to my Sunday school sermon. One person called, he's being sarcastic about it, but you're going to force me to read my Sunday school sermon if you don't call. 884-9910. We're going to take a break right now, back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1116.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hiya.
It's enough, Arthur Godfrey. Okay, 11:20. I'm John Potter. I don't know about you. I get inspired by quotes. I keep a list of quotes in my phone. Just ran across a quote that I love very much, so we're going to call this quote of the day. A unique aspect of our species is that the competence of a relative few allows for the survival of the incompetent many. That is actually, come to think of it, the central theme of the famous novel Atlas Shrugged right there. There, I saved you from reading 400-plus pages. And here's one from me to you. When life hands you lemons, hand them back. You deserve tacos. You know what I'm saying? All right, 884-9910, number to call. Many of you know that I used to report the news on TV, 20 years at Channel 2. I also used to write a newspaper column in my hometown of quite a long time ago. That was in the 1980s, back when newspapers were ink on paper and people cut out what you wrote and they folded it into their wallets or stuck it between the pages of a book. And I just have to say that I miss those days because there was a permanence in that. And still, all these years later, I hear from folks who came across an old clipping that spike their interest or touch their hearts in some way. But radio is not like that. Radio is right now. It's a stream of electrons blasted through the air or bounced off a satellite or Wi-Fi'd into your Alexa. It's a medium of the moment. There are no clippings. There are only memories. This is not ink on paper, but impressions on the mind. In radio, you don't look back. You just speed forward. And I bring this up because radio, it just hit me. Radio is now over 100 years old. It turned 103 last month. National Radio Day celebrated Detroit station WWJ going on the air on August 31st, 1920. That was just a couple of days ago, 1920. And less than 18 months since the first station crackled to life, other radio stations popped up in town after town, with Reno taking its rightful place in the history of radio's high-tech wave. Personally, I was not here in 1928. Some people think I was. No, I wasn't. In 1928, Reno's first radio station went on the air. But I've seen pictures of giant microphones and musicians in cowboy hats and announcers in suits and ties and schedules that look like a night at the opera. It all looks like it would make an interesting museum exhibit right now. But for me, radio has always been a top and bottom of the hour thing, a listen to my friends thing, a schedule around which I build my day. There were times after I went to college in Indiana when I would be driving my car hoping for a clear signal to hear the voices and news from my hometown. And to this day, radio is my companion, going through the spaghetti bowl, hurrying up to get to an appointment, driving home from work at just the right time, back in the old days to catch Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. and at home after dinner, tuning in to hear Larry King or the CBS Mystery Theater. So for me, radio has always been a friend. All the voices of familiarity and common sense and news. It's the doings of the day and the spirit of the place. And for me, since I started here a year and a half ago, it's been a work home, a place to hang out with friends on the other side of the microphone. It started as something to do when I found myself without a job and needed some cash, and also as a way to make a good impression on my wife. She didn't care that I reported the news and weather on TV, but she does listen to talk radio, and I thought it would be fun to be on the radio for her to hear. So I pestered KKFT's owner to let me come in, and he did, and I did, and it wasn't that bad. So I'm still keeping at it, working with Craig Moss, my producer, and great news announcers. We have Phil Galbraith in the afternoon, Craig Swope in the morning, newscasts at the top and bottom of every hour, and traffic reports in the morning and afternoon, live local weekend shows like me and the Backcountry Show on Sunday, the best place for advertisers to find the customers they need to grow and prosper their businesses in our Northern Nevada economy. I've watched it all. I've seen the changes in this, what used to be town and now city of Reno since the 1970s. New realities, new opportunities. My goal is always to be dependable and trusted. And that's what I have been before. That's what I strive to be today. Radio is a medium of the moment. And this moment is when we live and serve. You can't hold a radio broadcast in your hands or put it in your scrapbook, but you can treasure it in your heart. It's a partnership. It's a pairing of broadcasters and listeners. And it's been that way here at KKFT for several years, and it will be for many more, I hope. Let's go. The phone's 884-9910. Joe is calling on the DeAndrea Golf Package. Hi, Joe.
Hey, I want to thank you immensely for being the first winner. I went to that golf course. The driving range is amazing. They have a setup there where you push the right buttons, all that stuff. It shows you where you're hitting the ball, slice, you know, whatever. The golf course itself is beautiful. The fairways are wide. There's a lot of grass. The greens are great. And I would just say, if anybody plays golf in the greater Reno Sparks area, it's a nine-hole course, yes, but you get a discount if you play the nine a second time, same day. So you can play 18. It's a wonderful place. And so I just wanted to say, hey, thank you. Thank you. It was just wonderful.
Well, I have to say, I'm not a golfer, but I was very happy to see how this place looks now, because it was a terrible time when it was closed by the Great Recession. And now golf courses are not the same. Could you briefly tell us how this top tracer system works? What is it?
Well, you have to remember, I got the free membership for the rest of the year. But you get an app, and, you know, you can do everything, get your range balls, and then you use that app, and when you go to the driving range, it's every other mat where you would practice. It's not on every mat, but every other mat.
Yeah.
And you can press a button that says start, and, you know, it'll get you logged in. You take a picture with your camera on the little thing to scan. And then you can pick the club you're using, you know, 9-iron, 8-iron, 7-iron. You can pick the wood. And then when you hit balls, it'll tell you where they're going, show you where they landed. It's fantastic. And you know what? After hitting some balls there, I went out and played yesterday. Yeah, it was a little misty. I had the best round I've had in 3 years. That thing helped me out.
Wow. Golf courses have changed. Joe, thank you. Enjoy your time out there. Not today, I guess, but no, actually,
no, I
probably
might go,
yes,
to the range today. Hey,
yes,
one more thing real quick.
Yes.
I think Truckee Meadows Water, what they should do is just add $1 a month to all of our bills.
Yeah.
They probably have, what, 200,000 customers. They accumulate aside this money in a big pot. And then they can pay for those repairs, and we don't get screwed with that insurance plan.
I love that idea, my friend. Now, the only catch is, of course, now they don't have their own team of water line repairmen. So it would, I wish they did. That would probably be
the
most efficient.
Well, they use the money to pay those guys.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I love the suggestion. Okay. Thank you, my friend. I was about to say, it's a rough
weekend.
Day to golf today, but I used to live across from a golf course at on North McCarran, and even in the worst of days, you would see the golfers out there. They love the game so much, like you do.
They're going to rebuild it. They're going to rebuild it because the slab where the fire, I guess, burned everything, they've got a temporary starter right next to it. And we got plans to open that up. It's a beautiful place, and they have a huge, huge hall for weddings or, you know, I went to a memorial service, you know. Okay. It's a great place. Take advantage of it, folks. Reno, Nevada, go.
That's Joe, the golf fanatic. All right.
All right. So I'm going to interrupt you here for a second, John.
Yes?
Because it's been 99 minutes, and the phone number ending in 7012 has not texted me yet. So I'm picking a new one.
Oh, good. I was about to suggest that. So, I love it when the person isn't there and you have another chance.
So now the second chance person is your phone number ending in 3066. 3066. Text me at 884-9910. Your full name and email address, and that information will be passed on to the golf course, to Michael Jory over at DeAndrea Golf Course, who I actually gave Joe the grand tour the other day. So,
did you?
So the last four digits of the phone number 3066. Text if that's you, text us at 775-884-9910.
Text only. Okay, thanks, Craig. And we're taking calls at 884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News. And if I don't have calls at the end of the Fox News break, I'm going to get into the much-feared Sunday school topic that somebody complained about earlier, and which I only read like 15 seconds of. That's a
threat. Just seemed like an hour.
Well, okay. I'm walking out. No, kidding. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:31.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
I'm John Potter. Thanks for joining us. One thing about me is that I have learned to be even more of a good listener. I'm all ears. I do have good size ears. I'm not trying to brag, but I got some freaking big flappers up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's why you kept your hair long before. Now the hair's short.
They're even bigger now. To me, really, the subpar Disney movie Dumbo has always been an inspiration. That's how big my ears are. The thing is, I get a ridiculous bonus if you call. They actually pay me not to talk on the show. And actually, it would be better for you folks today to talk. I did very little preparation for the show today, so I'm always ready to listen to you at 884-9910. Any topic. And Craig has good news for us. Hey, Craig.
Yes, I have a loyal listener who has won the VIP package for DeAndrea Golf Course, and that would be Renee of Sun Valley. Renee, congratulations. She listens all the time to KKFT, and we appreciate her being a loyal listener, as do we appreciate all of our listeners.
The way they describe this top tracer range at DeAndrea Golf Course sounds like an episode of The Jetsons to me.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely... technically advanced from anything I've ever heard of or seen before.
But, for this, you know, people love it. People, it trains you to be a better golfer. It's really good. All right, we'll do this again next Saturday, won't we?
The next Saturday will be our last Saturday. So what we do is, during the week, Monday through Friday during Armstrong and Getty between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. We have two times in each on each day to qualify. Two times each day to qualify. We'll take every person who texts in during those qualifications to be entered in the drawing for the VIP package.
Excellent, Craig. Thank you for being on the ball. Craig takes our phone calls at 884-9910. I brought up the Sunday school sermon earlier because there are people who believe that our world is falling apart. And as I said, the media is partly to blame for this with the daily catastrophe news that they have seemed to be focusing on. Everything's exaggerated. Everything's in a panic. But things, it's true, are going more wrong than right lately in our society. We have the fires, pandemics, viruses, the wars, and it sure looks like everything is falling apart. It's all connected to us turning away from our founding values. You notice in the new society now, we have very few absolutes when it comes to truth. And as people have abandoned the idea that there is eternal law and eternal truth, that there is a definite right and wrong, people are making more and more amoral decisions. It's kind of the law of the harvest. As you sow, so shall you reap. And the types of seeds you plant determines the type of harvest you bring in. And when things have gone in a poor way, we historically have said, hold it, where have we gotten off track here? Well, in this day and age, we don't think there's a God anymore, and we're not asking ourselves that question. So we're not taking the corrective measures to put ourselves back in a situation where we can be blessed. Corrective measures like teaching, training, directing, loving, nurturing, and disciplining our children like folks used to. We're abdicating our responsibilities, and we're allowing the government and the system to raise our children. They take away that responsibility from you bite by bite. And until we wake up and smell that coffee and re-embrace those absolute truths and get closer to God, we're in a very bad situation. And I know, yes, that sounds like a Sunday school sermonette, but that's my honest assessment of what the problem is. And I don't think some government program is going to change anything until we have, as individuals and society, a change of heart, a return to the values, which in the past have made us great. But until then, we don't quit. Persist and prevail, which happens to be my family's motto. It was engraved in wood and hung on the wall in our living room. Persist and prevail. Persist means don't quit. Prevail means you win. If you don't quit, you will win. And that's also our national ethic. It's how the people on the deck of the Mayflower survived. That's how the people in the belly of the slave ships survived. That's how we conquered a continent and built the freest and most successful country in the history of the world. We don't quit. Americans stand and deliver. We can take the heat. We value strength. We are tough in our soul. And the more you beat us down, the stronger we get. At least that's how it used to be. But now we are so accepting of weaknesses that we celebrate them. We're so compassionate of those who lose that we glorify losing. We have lost sight of the value of winning and of not letting our team or our country down. We've created a fake nobility to those who falter, seeing the failure to achieve as somehow a higher and better thing than actually achieving. In weakness, we find inspiration, which is a reversal of the American way. In abandonment of the commitment to excellence at the cost of personal sacrifice that has built strong cultures and nations across the world and throughout history, the histories of the world are built upon tales of individuals who, facing impossible odds, display courage and capability to accomplish great things. usually for others and for the glory and good of their people and place. They give medals to and erect statues of those who don't quit under great pressure and who put service above self. It's a national ethic that we teach to our kids as they play their first sports, that quitters never win and winners never quit, and we build upon it with continued responsibility as they grow, asking them to do even more challenging things requiring ever more effort and sacrifice. We put them on teams to understand the need to put something above themselves. We teach them to uphold their end, to not let others down, to be someone who can be counted on. And we teach them that in their darkest and most difficult moments, they must have faith in themselves and in their God. Americans believe that nothing is impossible and that defeat only comes through surrender. It's a strength through life. It helps us all on our most difficult days, and every life has those difficult days. When there's not money to buy gas to get to work, when the baby's sick or mom is dying, when the job is lost or the house burns down, when the marriage ends or the friend turns traitor, when the diagnosis is bad or the clouds of depression drift in, when the prison door slams or the national economy crashes, when disease spreads and battles rage, when whatever difficulty of whatever nature stands between us and happiness and peace. Again, going back to what was on my wall as I grew up, persist and prevail. All right, that's the Sunday sermon. What, that wasn't that bad. Oh, my gosh, really, Craig. 884-9910 is our number to call. They only let me have one more segment, so that's coming up next after we take a break. Once again, 884-9910. I will be grateful for your call, and I would love to talk to you. At 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM, FM News Talk Time, 11:46.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hey, I'm John Potter. Yay! Saturday mornings, live and local, 9 to noon. Craig, are we getting so many complaints that you had to close the lines?
yeah, let's call it that. Okay. Except I do have Robin sitting here waiting for you.
Oh, can anybody else call?
They can. I just have one that we do not want to put on the air, but he's been tying up the phone lines.
Oh, is that the deal? Okay, let's go to Robin, calling from Reno. Hey, Robin, thanks for calling. I do appreciate it.
Hey there. Thanks for having me call. I've been a longtime fan of yours. I've known you from way back here, not known you, watched you, listened to you, and I've trusted you for a very long time. What I'd like to do is discuss the media with you and also express my disappointment, but also disgust about what is happening with our media. I'm the daughter of a journalist. He was trained here at UNR and went on to win a couple Pulitzers and be publishers and things like that. And I've been watching what has happened to our media since then. Unfortunately, he passed away in 1977. So a lot has changed. And what I hope people will understand, and I'm a little nervous, but what I hope people will understand is the media that we used to have, that you are such a part of for our nightly news, is not the media that we have now. The ownership is not the ownership that we have now. So back in the day, it was a local little Spiedel newspaper, then it was Gannett, and then it was, what people need to understand is our media, pretty much across the board, is now pretty much owned by foreigners. And we are just, we hear what we're told. So I encourage people to start researching, and I encourage people to understand that they need to trust their eyes more than their ears now. You know, the media is actually telling us what to believe and telling us what to think. But our eyes are seeing something differently, and we need to start trusting ourselves and our own intuition.
Very good, Rob. Well, I've been in the media since 1976 when I graduated from college. And all I can say is, from my experience, it's certainly not like it used to be.
That's absolutely right.
I tell people I was born too late, apparently. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. you're spot on. I do appreciate the take that you just gave. And now, you know, after my brutal experience at the last place, I'll tell people, you know, the story. I say the media's corrupt. My wife goes, oh, no, that's a little harsh. Don't tell them that. But from what I experienced and such, yes, right. What I miss is the two sides of the story. And I miss the mm-hmm. follow-up of stories. Well, what happened to this person? We don't know that the person you reported on a week ago. I want to hear follow-ups, and I want to hear the two sides of an issue mm-hmm. and not just one. If there's a politician you interview, I want to hear the counterpoint. And I don't want that counterpoint to be 4 seconds, you know? I do appreciate your call. I'd like to go on and on, but I don't want to get in a position where I keep griping about things.
That's so, okay, John. I get it. We think alike, and I thank you for being one of the few left right. that I can
thank
trust.
You.
Thanks very
thank,
much. Take
all right, Robin. Thank you so much. So, can we open up another line there, Craig? 884. And oh, good. The lines are open now, folks. 884-9910. About the Sunday sermon that I did, on the most difficult day is when we must stand strong. That is the moment of all moments when we absolutely must not quit. And that's what our culture teaches us. That's what our families teach us. That's what all human history shouts at us. We stand on the shoulders of giants, men and women of every race and creed who rose to the challenges of their days, men and women who did not quit so that we might have life, so that we might have freedom, so that we might have a country. They faced malaria. They faced Jim Crow. They faced the Depression. They faced Normandy, and they did not quit. And they did not raise us to be quitters. This is not to condemn those who falter. It's to praise those who don't. We are conquerors of ourselves and of our fears. And if we do not quit, we will not win. But if we do quit, we lose every time. Enough said. Sermon's over. Thank you. Craig is going to pass the plate around.
Yes, I'm going to pass the plate around and hope that Spectrum and Disney negotiate and get Disney programming or stations, including the sports stations, back on Spectrum.
Do we have another one of these corporate tiffs?
Yes, on Thursday night, Spectrum subscribers across the U.S. lost ESPN, FX, Freeform, and all of Disney's other programming. Turns out Disney-owned channels have gone dark over a dispute with Charter Communications about how much they be paid, that Charter will pay to Disney.
I guess I don't watch those channels. I have not seen that, and I do have Charter.
Well, if you're streaming, you're not affected. It's only if you're watching through your cable box and that. So,
well, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference, really? You're yeah. still have the account.
Right. Huh. Well, and people are missing out on the U.S. Open and opening of college football.
Well, that's horrible. Yeah. And who ends up paying in the long run?
We do.
Yeah. You said it, my friend. All right. Okay. We're running out of time. We got a phone call. It figures. Last Saturday, we had all these phone calls. there they come, Craig. Oh, he's saying goodbye to them. Okay. I'll talk to you folks next Saturday morning. I'm John Potter. What I've learned, this too shall pass. Celebrate life. Don't just get through it, okay? Here's to blue skies, green lights. Thank you so much. Let's hope for peace. Jack Joseph. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Arthur Godfrey. And something now, I'm going to give you a factoid. that you can pass on and impress people with. A roadrunner's maximum speed is 20 miles per hour. A coyote's is 42 miles per hour.
And that's with the afterburner.
See, everything we were told in our childhood was a lie. The coyote is faster than the roadrunner. And didn't our childhood roadrunner have wheels? I could have sworn.
And he also had that wall he always ran into in the tunnel.
That's right. Yes, yes, despite all those fine Acme products. All right, I'm out of stuff to say. Play music or something. I'm John Potter. I'll be back next Saturday, 9 to noon. It's all live and local. And be sure to call up on anything whatsoever. It's always open topic. But one thing we always strive to be is local, and we strive to be positive. I do appreciate and love you all. It's one of the highlights of my week to come out here. That's right. Put the show to bed. I heard that lullaby. We'll talk to you later, folks. On 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk Time, 11:58.
And don't forget to listen to Armstrong and Getty Monday through Friday for your chance to qualify for the DeAndrea Golf Package. And yes, we will see you all next week.